As we gather around our Lord's table to share together in the supper that He gave us, that is the remembrance of Him, of His atoning sacrifice, we remember in contrast to the image of our Savior as a chief shepherd, one of the first images given of Him by John the Baptist, in which he proclaimed to his disciples upon seeing Jesus while with his disciples, in John 1 and 29, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." The book of Revelation has many images, vivid images of the Lamb at the throne of God, at the right hand of the throne of God. Among those, in Revelation chapter 7, beginning verse 9, we have this image of the great multitude of nations who are before the throne, before God who sits on the throne, and before the Lamb, and they are glorifying God who sits on the throne and the Lamb. And one of the elders, John recounts, turns to him and says of this great multitude, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And John replies, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." In this vivid image that John shares by the Spirit of the hope and the promise to the redeemed in Jesus, he shows us that the shepherd is the Lamb, that the flock which the shepherd guides into springs of living water, into places of feeding, that flock has been brought to him through his own sacrifice. For that's the image of the Lamb that we see again and again and again and have seen already in our studies from the Old Testament sacrifices of the Lamb again and again being offered for the sins of others. And as John proclaimed, Jesus is that Lamb, and Jesus is then the shepherd of the flock redeemed by the sacrifice of that Lamb. That was the prophecy that was given to Herod as Jesus' mother was still carrying him, and Herod was seeking to destroy him and wondering where the Christ would come. And the chief priests reminded him of Micah's prophecy that it would be out of Bethlehem, that from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. And this promise of an eternal shepherd is one God gave His people before Micah. Ezekiel 34, God promised that He will set up over His people one shepherd, my servant David, and He shall feed them, and He shall feed them and be their shepherd. Ezekiel 34, verse 23. And Ezekiel later, Ezekiel 37, in verse 24, my servant David shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. They shall walk in my rules and be careful to obey my statutes. And that image of the shepherd is one who provides to the flock the place of feeding, the place of nourishment. And so we see in Jesus both the chief shepherd, as Jason guided us in his lesson, and also the Lamb of sacrifice who makes possible that there could be one flock. And how can that be that the shepherd can be the Lamb? Well, it is only because the shepherd and the lamb are God incarnate. Only God could be the lamb of sacrifice who redeems the people of God and makes them one flock before God, and the shepherd who would lead them into the place of nourishment, the place of peace, the place of living waters. So as we share together in the bread, that is the body of the Lamb, and the cup, that is the blood of the Lamb, in which the redeemed of many nations, different tongues, and different peoples, and different places, and different times, have washed their robes in to be white before Him who sits on the throne. Let us remember that it is Jesus, our chief shepherd, who is the Lamb of God, who by the sacrifice of Himself washed us and redeemed us unto God, and is now our chief shepherd, who will lead us into those places of living water, where the hope we have is there are now no more suffering, no more sins, and God will wipe away every tear.